It is Irene Marino. She gets it over. Gillette this time gets it over for the Bucks. To Shahneman, or Shahneman, she's going to set up Kopatek. That one's blocked by Gillette. And Schutz gets this one over. Shahneman, Kopatek, blocked by Gillette. Point is good. I can't do it unless I shut it up. It's 11-10. Buccaneers clawing back. And here we go. And Mercer digging that one out. It hits the antenna. That one hits the antenna. That's Prentice Point, 11-11. Oh, my goodness. What a match. Murphy serving again for the Buccaneers. That one out of bounds. Serving errors on the Buccaneers in this set. And it is going to be Allie Delvito serving for the Mercer Tigers. They're up 12-11. Mercer, that one into the net. Everyone's getting tired there. So 12-12. Prentice's turn. This match, or this set only goes to 15.
By two, we got to win by two.
Got to win by two. Piper Hakkinen, my favorite volleyball player of all time. Here she is. Get it for me, girl. Beautiful serve from Piper. Gets it over. The podcast gets, let it go. They do. Just lead 13-12. And another timeout. We got a timeout there from Mike Murphy, I believe, and from Mercer. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back. And Piper Hakkinen in with the serve was too far. We're tied at 13. Sectional semifinal action. We're in the fifth and final set. It's the Mercer Tigers 13, the Prentice Buccaneers 13. Got to win by two. And serving is Kopatek. She gets that one over. Piper digs it out to Murphy. Kelly Hakkinen. Get out of the way. That was a nasty one from Kelly Hakkinen, the senior. 14-13. It's set point. Everyone's on their feet. Detmarine gets it over. And a big serve there. Piper can't handle it. Shahneman with a big kill. We're tied at 14. Got to win by two. It's not set point. All right, 14-14. And big serve here from Rossi, dug out by Piper Hakkinen. Detmarine's got to get it over. She does. Shahneman, she's going to try. It's blocked by Gladson, saved by the Bucks. Got to tip it over. Callie does. It's trouble. Mercer saves it. Detmarine this time going to set up Callie again. Callie, it's going to be too much. 15-14. 15-40, Callie Hakkinen with the kill. And Maddie Freeman going to serve for the Buccaneers.
Got to get it over.
Set, match, sectional semifinal point right here. Maddie Hakkinen, what do you got? Or Maddie Freeman, what do you got for us? She gets it over. Looking for a block. Curtis Ridge. 16-14. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. 16-14. Prentice wins in dramatic fashion. Wow. never seen something like this. Unbelievable. And shaking hands here. Wow, what a job by both teams putting on a show. My goodness, Jer. That was as good as it gets. I'm going to watch them for a minute. Hey, guys, we're gonna get some interviews up here after. Sorry about all our audio issues and everything, but my goodness, what a match and the emotions here down on the court right now from both teams. I mean, to go through the experience of a win like that, that's a lot for a girl to handle down there, and the losing, too. Sapotec coming off of that injury, coming back and being a force in that fifth and final set right there, but the Prentice Buccaneers with some of that Prentice playoff magic we've seen before come away with a win in the fifth and final set. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a four-minute timeout. We're going to come back in 4 minutes, and we're going to wrap up with the Ford Bank post-game show.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online, or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't let car troubles sideline you this winter. BC Auto Repair Toy and Recovery has your back. Locally owned by Brent and Kathy Mindock for 14 years, just off Highway 8 East on Lowen Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Special offer, purchase four tires and get $50 off a standard four-wheel alignment with advanced ADAS technology for your family's safety. Wishing good luck to the Prentice Lady Volleyball Buccaneers on their road to state. Visit BC Auto Repair and Towing today.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here. My brother Jeremy gone here right now, but just finishing this match here, one of the most amazing sports events I've watched in my entire life. That was just wild. I got Callie Haken and my cousin up here right now, the senior. And Callie, going through a game like that, how drained were you by the end of this?
Oh, my gosh. The first couple sets, I was so tired. But then you definitely dig deep and you find it within you. The fifth set was probably the most fun set I've ever played in my life. We started out slow, but, like, you come back, it's just so much fun.
It was unbelievable. You could see some of the tiredness in you girls making a couple simple mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've seen it on Mercer's side as well, and both teams were just absolutely drained. Callie, I could see it in your heart. You weren't going to go home here tonight.
Oh, no.
A couple of those times you wound back so hard, spiked that thing so hard, something I never seen. A special volleyball player that you are. A lot of people at home getting a chance here to watch you live, listen to you on the radio. But what a career you've had. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of this team. Where do you go from here tonight? What's going on after this?
So now we go to Bruce again, which is where we played our sectional final last year, to go to state. So we go back there again, and not sure who will play necessarily yet, but we're ready for anybody, and we're going to play with all of our hearts and hopefully make it back to state again.
Absolutely. Callie, you get the credit with a lot of these, you know, kills. They set things up for you here tonight. But, you know, why don't you just talk a second about your senior classmates that you have out there? I've seen Emma on the ground about every single time. I seen Schutz giving it her best over there, doing her thing. Who's your other senior you got over there?
Aaliyah Murphy.
Better. All over.
So we pretty much, all of us seniors have played the whole year together now, and since we were sophomores pretty much. So we just have a lot of fun together, and we definitely have found that chemistry. And, yeah, Emma's on the ground every time. She saves us most of the time. And then Aaliyah's setting both me and Abby up on the outside. So, yeah, we all definitely work together a lot.
You bet. And you've got a younger group here, too. I think you have three freshmen out there at one time, even.
Yes.
Piper, Maddie, and
Gladson.
As well. So a nice younger group. You're a great role model for those girls to follow. But we're not done here yet. We're going to go Saturday. We're going to follow you,
yes,
girls.
We appreciate that.
Over to Bruce. We're going to build up this excitement. We got a lot of people watching and listening to you girls. And such a great job. Callie, we're going to talk to your head coach, but thank you for joining us.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for being with us.
You betcha. We'll talk to you later. Callie Hakenin, everybody. Special player here for the Prentice Buccaneers. And here we got head coach Mike Murphy. We've been waiting for this interview. Mike, I've been waiting to get an interview with you. We're on 98 here and also on Jeff and Scott's Live. I told Callie that might have been the most intense, I don't even know what the word is, for a game I've ever been a part of. It was back and forth. Literally, you knew from the start nobody was going away. It was the number one team against the number two team. I don't even have a question for you. Just talk a little bit about this night.
Well, we beat them head-to-head earlier in the season, and because this is going to sound a little chippy, but because 8 of the 12 teams in our sectional are in her conference, they voted her the number one seed and us the number two, so head-to-head didn't matter. So we had a little bit of a chip on our shoulder to come into this game and win it on their court and show them that we were the better team. And, I mean, either one of us obviously could have won that match. That was as close as it gets overtime in the fifth set. I'm speechless. I mean, if you obviously paid attention, we have three freshmen on the court at any given time.
Yes, and they didn't look like freshmen out there. I mean, my goodness, all over the place, making big serves. Your freshmen, and what, Luke is a sophomore.
Yep.
When they come up there and serve, we're getting points.
Well,
and it's really nice to see.
That's why we've changed our starting rotation to Piper serving, because she, you know, you start the game with 3 or 4 or 5 points right off the bat. You have the other team on their heels, and she did wonderful things on the court tonight. I mean, I'm just almost speechless about how well they played. It was fantastic.
It really was. I see more than ever in my life double hits. The double hit. Is that called often?
Not tonight.
Was that kind of new here tonight?
No. So collegiate level got rid of the double.
Yeah.
The high school level was here in Wisconsin. They were supposed to relax it this year, whatever that meant.
Well, that's what I've seen, is it relaxed all year. That's why this time I was like, oh, my goodness.
We've had matches that haven't been called at all, and they're obvious, and then we've had matches like tonight. We haven't had one like tonight. I mean, Dave and Bob said when they walked in the gym, no, they're calling the doubles. That's still the rule.
They were consistent about it. I'll give them that. They were calling it on both sides. You just seen it so much. It was really one of those things. I really wanted to see the players be able to control this game. In the end, they did. The players did.
Yeah, set 3, 4, and 5. The refs kind of got out of it. Either we all improved our play, And I think that for Aaliyah, she was, you know, this is a first-year setting. I mean, I have my expectations where they should be for a first-year setter, besides the fact that she's a senior. But to go from a middle blocker where she hasn't played all six rotations to now a setter and she's playing all six rotations, she's really stepped up her game. And you know, I think it was just a little mentality early on and getting called a couple times. And I just told her, look, you got to keep setting the ball, make them call.
Yeah.
And she did. Well, fantastic.
Dude, you have a special weapon out there on your team in Kayla Gillette.
And the wall.
The wall. The great wall of Kayla. You know, she comes out there, and obviously, you know, I'm new to this team. You put her out there in certain times, certain moments, so obviously she can be up on that front line right there. Boy, when she's up there, she's like offense on defense.
You know, you remember, we started her as a freshman.
Yeah.
In the regionals because our middle blocker broke her collarbone. So I think her first big game was playing here as a freshman. So she's been a great blocker. I mean, she's tall as can be. So she shuts down a lot of space up there. But now she's starting to hit the ball and hit the ball down and hit the ball with some authority. And
you're starting to see some instincts out of her a little bit, reacting and things are happening. She gets a little power with her. What, is she a junior?
She's a junior.
She got another year with her. That's awesome. That's a nice weapon to have. I don't know. I can't say enough about this team and what they did tonight. I want to talk a little bit overall about just volleyball in general is picking up so much around the country in girls volleyball, and you're seeing a big, you know, a switch. It's going uphill. Everyone's playing volleyball and talking about it, and you've got a great thing going in Prentice as well as Mercer, obviously. That must be every girl in the school over here.
Right.
You know what I mean? But these small towns putting up this nice volleyball programs is a pretty cool thing to have. Good job on bringing that to Prentice.
It's been obviously I think it's the fastest growing sport because the other ones have been around for so long. But now that you're starting to see collegiate level on TV, especially here in Wisconsin with the Badgers always being so good, the girls have a hero. They have somebody to emulate versus never seeing anybody play at the higher level. Basketball, baseball, softball, football, obviously, you can see the higher level, especially men's and women's basketball. You know, when I was younger, I wanted to be like Jordan. Of course, I can't play basketball at all, but I could play volleyball. But who am I looking up to?
Yeah.
You know, there's really nobody. So now these girls know who Lauren Carlini is and Sarah Franklin, and they have they're texting me that, hey, volleyball's on such and such channel.
Yeah.
So it's something good. And, you know, I credit Kelly Sheffield in Wisconsin at the university for having such a great program because it's a trickle-down theory. You know, the girls, you know, they're not 6'5", 6'6", 6'9", he's got on the team. But still, the girls believe in hard work because they know what the success comes from that.
I want to talk about this Mercer team a little bit. They've got some fans watching and a lot of people listening on the radio as well. But, you know, Kopatek, what a special player she is. And she's not the tallest girl in the world.
She's got a huge heart.
She has got a motor and a huge heart.
Yep.
And you've seen it, you know, when she gets knocked out of bounds over there. And she hurt herself because you don't just fall down like that and stay down with
a girl
like her.
And rising,
And, you know, it had that Willis Reed effect when she came back, you know, when she came out here back onto the court. I was like, uh-oh, there's some energy in this gym right now for the Mercer Tigers. And I didn't even know if she was going to play, but just her being down there. And then she goes out there and plays. She scored about the first 3-4 points.
She is such a huge presence on the court, Jeff, that when we played them back in August, I said, aren't you like a sixth or seventh year senior? I mean, that's how huge she is. I've watched her every time we play just pick us apart, pick the defense apart. We try to make adjustments and, you know, your team is in such a rhythm and a chemistry of where they're usually supposed to be to get them to try to move for something like that. I mean, she's obviously a hell of a competitor. Excuse my language on the radio, but she's a heck of a competitor.
They're used to be, Mike.
And you know, she's a huge key to the success of this program. I mean, obviously, Robin's a great coach and has had some great teams over the years.
Is that her daughter, Shoneman?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So, and what a player she is as well. And we talked about it early on with her. You know, she has, I think she had like 400 kills, maybe. I'm not sure. She had a lot of kills this season.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not always as powerful as Callie Häkkinen.
Placement. She places the ball so well.
So good at it. This whole team really is.
Callie just likes to put holes in the floor.
Yeah, with Callie and Matea Eckert and Phillips, those are the two girls that it's like when they wind back, just get out of the way. Like don't even try when they hit it and they're all set up right. But Callie got up a few times. Callie, when they were down in that last set, maybe it was the last set, she did not want to lose. And I think there was a couple calls against us, and she was a little bit angered. You could see it in her. She wound back a couple times and cranked it down, and there's no stopping that. But, you know, Callie, a senior, and you've had her for 4 years, obviously, over here. And, you know, that's one player you don't want to see head out either, along with all of your seniors.
She is a special athlete, obviously, you know, all sports. She's a special person. I think the first tournament we played, she was a freshman. We finished playing, and somebody said, "Where's Callie?" And I didn't know her very well by this point. I mean, obviously, I know her family and everything, being somewhat related to them somehow through my wife. But, you know, I said, she's probably outside running around the school because she doesn't stop. I mean, you talk about an energizer bunny, and that's her putting the team on her back. You watched it firsthand. It happens often, but, you know, she's also so nice that she doesn't want to step in front of somebody or take the ball away from somebody.
Yeah.
Instead of being aggressive. So that was, no, I'm not losing this match. I'm going to put this team on my back. Get me the ball. Look out.
She's aggressive yet selfless. You got a great group of seniors. You seem to always have a great group of seniors. You got a great group of freshmen down there. Mike, it's great to have you. I'm glad you came up here and talked with me a little bit here. And we're going to be there Saturday as well. We're going to go follow you. You're down in Bruce, correct?
Yes.
All right. So facing either Prairie Farm or Emmanuel Lutheran, I think is what it is. Is that correct? So we'll find out with that, and we will see everybody at home and on the radio. We will see you Saturday night for Jeff Häkkinen and Mike Murphy. My brother Jeremy, he was here a little bit ago. You guys all have a wonderful night. Thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Häkkinen Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station.
98Q Country.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just praying she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and your sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, weren't really trying, next thing you know, there's a test on the counter, next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes, you're half excited, half scared to death, cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor saying how you doing there, dad, and nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been, with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get.
about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, looking in.
traveled here and everywhere, following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air, brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea, but I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. 'Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top I can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue eye blonde with shoes on wrong 'cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. With shoes on wrong 'cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in.
That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
You've been doing that 9-to-5 straight line walking. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Since I've seen that litten down. Double dog dare look in your eyes.
Oh, when you've been burning it at both ends. Been a hot minute since you flipped that switch.
Girl, it ain't nobody's fault to shut the world off and turn it back to win.
It was you, me, and whiskey all night long. Sinking to the bottom of them country songs. Fire burn hot till the last drop's gone. Let's turn it up.
Country songs, turning this house to a honky tonk.
Let's turn it up till we take that black label bus too far.
looked so much like a lady, but she was so much like a child. A devil when she held me close, an angel when she smiled. She always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew she'd go away when the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue. Was the color of her eyes, navy blue, like the Colorado skies, like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. She brought colors to my life that my eyes had never touched. When she taught me how to care, I never cared so much. I try not to think of her, but I fall asleep and do, and drift off where the grass is green and the sky is baby blue. Baby blue was the color of her eyes, baby blue, like the Colorado skies, like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes, baby blue, like the Colorado skies, baby.
Country.
Love this radio station.
This is
98Q Country.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me, she broke my heart, now all that's left of me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town, she follows me around. So you give what's left to me, yeah, you give what's left to me, 'cause she got the best of me. I picked myself up off the floor and found something new worth a living for, and an old dusty hand-me-down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over her a little more with every song. See, I'll sing along. She got the best of me, she broke my heart, now all that's left of me is better.
left of me. Yeah, you get what's left of me.
At Lena's Northern Pines Resort every Tuesday starting at 4 p.m. Join us on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Pony and Line Express Station, Highway 70 between Fifield and Monaco is your one-stop shop. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. For anglers, grab live bait, tackle, and a St. Croix rod. Campers, they've got firewood and propane. Hunters, get your DNR licenses here. Check out large liquor selection, including wine. Explore up north apparel. Stock up on groceries, snacks, premium fuel, diesel, and lottery tickets. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Stearns life jackets for the whole family. They also have an ATM, deer corn, and apples are coming soon. Pony Line Station, Highway 70 West, Monaco, Wisconsin.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods for a variety of items. Clothes, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, you'll find brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Every purchase supports the Lakeland Union Wings program, helping special education students ages 18 to 21. Most resale items are $5 or less. Let your dollar grow further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15, next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Looking to furnish your home with quality and style? Schwaben Home Furnishings, family-owned in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, has it all. From two-sided mattresses, futons, sectionals, and recliners to Amish and up-north style furniture. Visit today and find the perfect piece for every room. Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocqueCars.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to ask you a few questions before I get where I'm going. How would it feel if you woke up every day and you knew your bills were going to be paid on time? What would it be like if you were saving money and you knew that money was automatically going to the right savings accounts? Or that you knew how much money you had left over every month to spend on the things you like to spend on? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, there is a free tool that you and anyone can use to help those things happen over time. It is called a budget. I know, your budget doesn't help you make more money, but it 100% does help you make more of your money. There are a ton of resources online to help you, including my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. The first few sessions are the hardest when you get going, but I promise it gets easier when you stick with it. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
98Q Country.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I said I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night.
country.
Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Hey, y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
Great station.
98 Q Country.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. Sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't white trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink furred eyes. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't white trash. I'm wild and some girls do. Well, good old boys don't get no breaks, and rich boys think they got what it takes. But there's someone for each of us, they say. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't white trash. I'm wild and a little crazy, too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't white trash. I'm wild and a little crazy, too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Who like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Cents in the ashtray, half empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old skull can and cowboy boots, and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy. That's alright. People got their ways of coping. Oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck. I probably punch my arm right now if you saw this tear rolling down on my face. Hey man, I'm trying to be tough. Mama asked me this morning if I'd been by your grave, but that flag is stolen where I feel you anyway. I drive your truck, drive your truck. I drive your truck. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I drive your truck.
Country.
Tell them all I'm on vacation. Say I went to visit friends. You ain't heard or seen from me in quite a while. When they ask you where I've been, I tell them I'm out on the west coast where it don't ever rain, and that I'm probably doing fine. Just don't tell them I've gone crazy. Something bad for me, 'cause I sure lost a lot of weight. I tell them my mind.